Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
It is St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, and lots of celebrating to come all weekend long. For those of you who are fans of whiskey, lots to sample and honor. There's Irish whiskey, there's Scotch whiskey, there's U.S. whiskey, there's Canadian whiskey. There's a lot. It's a big market. And with us to talk about it is Aidan Meegan. He's founder of Natterjack Irish Whiskey, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Did I say your name correctly?
You absolutely rocked it. Yeah, perfect.
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
And I'm amazing.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You are amazing. There's lots of whiskeys out there. The market, I was going to throw a number. Our Bloomberg News noting late last year that a global market for whiskeys valued at approximately $140 billion. Big market, lots of players. How did a former London trader get to Natterjack Irish Whiskey?
That's a super question, right? So back in kind of 2016, I had a great career trading. I loved it. I had an amazing team and I learned so much. But it's kind of abstract, right? So you're looking at a screen. You don't actually hold what you're creating. You're creating wealth or, you know, and you're working really hard for something. You never actually hold it. And I was like, I wanted to go away and I wanted to build something that I could hold, right? Yeah. And that was just on a very base level. And I was, I figured...
Yeah, but why whiskey? You could hold a pair of shoes. You could hold
absolutely.
A watch.
Well, do you know, interestingly, right? My granddad owned bars, Jack Lachine, years ago, right?
Nice.
And I went to see him when I was working. I always worked in restaurants and that was always my favorite job. Waiting tables was amazing. Being a bartender was amazing. And I said to him, you know, I'm thinking about opening a bar. And he was in his 80s. He's like, don't open a bar. Sell the beer to the bar. And I was like, okay. So when I was trading, I was like, okay, well, my background was hospitality before trading. So what would I do? So I've looked at all the different, like maybe a winery would have been amazing. But I mean, I'm Irish. Who's going to like, what do I know about running a winery, right? So
it's a harder sell.
Exactly. But I figured Irish whiskey had missed me. I had a favorite bourbon, but I didn't have a favorite Irish whiskey. So I was like, if it missed me, maybe it's missed a load of people. So I went off on this kind of mad year and a half journey, learning how to make whiskey. And
you actually learned how to make it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went and worked in Breckenridge in Colorado with Jordan Vaya, who's still our master distiller because he's much better at it than me. So, but I went and learned. I stayed with him for a month working double shifts at the distillery and kind of built the relationship there and then built a team and came up with a brand and we launched in 2019.
How hard of a learning curve was it for you?
It's interesting. It was the terminology was the hardest, right? So when you go and you go into a distillery, people talk about different things. And the one thing I could never work out was when people said they pitch the yeast, right? I couldn't work it out. It's like, is it a temperature thing? Is it the
what
type
is pitch
of yeast?
What is pitch?
It means throw the yeast in.
Okay.
That's
good.
It.
Okay.
But it's an American term. You so pitch the yeast, right?
All right. Yeah. So it sounds easy, but it's not.
It actually is really easy. You just need to know the amount. Yeah. So there's a huge amount of science behind it. But I learned the kind of the art of it as well and the art of coming up with the flavor profiles and really working on what flavor profiles I wanted to create.
Well, let's go there because like you, I like bourbon versus whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But so tell me, like, how did you figure out where you wanted to go in terms of the taste profile?
So Jordan and I would sit down with samples of what we were going to be able to blend with. And we just talk about it. It's very olfactory, right? So it's what is it you want more of? Do you want more mid-palate sweetness? Do you want more length? And all of these things. And we worked on the blend. I'd fly over with the samples because I was in Ireland at the time. I'd fly over. I'd meet Jordan largely in New York, and we'd work on it that way. And eventually, we come up with what we wanted as a flavor profile from the base spirit. Jordan's genius was, he was like, we need to put this into virgin American oak and we need to really ramp up the char. So what we did was with Natterjack Blend 1, which we'll taste in a second, is we put it into ex-bourbon barrels for 3.5 years, which basically
it's always
all
about
Irish
the barrels, isn't it?
It is. That's where the colour and the flavour comes from, right? Well, now, the base spirit adds a huge amount of depth and complexity as well, but for me, it's a lot about the wood. And so we put it for a year into virgin oak, char number 4, which we sourced from Seguin Moreau in Napa. And we actually took, like, this is back in 2019, Faye and I took our son Gussie to Seguin Moreau. And we have pictures of him as a one-year-old with all these flames around the place. Just amazing scenes.
It's pretty
and
cool.
The smells of cooperages and distilleries are just amazing.
So you launched in 2019, 2020, the global pandemic.
Right.
What was that like?
It was a misery, right? So 2019 was amazing. By the end of it, by the end of our first year, which was only kind of 10 months of trading, we were in 6 US markets and 4 global markets, right? And just the world was incredible. I went on this 10-day, 5-market trip in the States, and I came back from it. I did Washington, Chicago, New Hampshire, Florida, and New York, right? I came back and I was like, Faye, we need to go to the States. Like, this is where this is going to live and die. The entrepreneurial spirit of tell me more about your brand exists here very viscerally in a way I didn't find it in Ireland. So I was like, let's go. And this is end of 2019, and we're like, let's go.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses like yours effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
I want to get back to our guest. Still with us is Aidan Meegan. He's founder of Natterjack Irish Whiskey here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. We're going to sample a little bit in honor of St. Paddy's Day. Before we do, and I'm going to tweet it out, and maybe I can show it for those folks, there's a frog on your label. It's really kind of a cool-looking frog. It's a spirited toad, actually, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's the only toad indigenous to Ireland, but it's a very Irish toad. It can't hop, it walks, it can't swim, it drowns. It does things its own way to survive, much like ourselves. But interestingly, it has a gestation period from toadlet, which is a baby toad, to fully grown toad of 3 years. Irish whiskey takes 3 years to become whiskey from new make. It has a...
So you thought about this?
Oh, absolutely. It has a mating call that can be heard 2 kilometers away, like some of the best whiskey drinkers, and it's nocturnal like all the best whiskey drinkers.
As you said, he really thought about the brand and the packaging. I'm going to open it up and pour some. Whoop, there's a thing. Tell us about, though, Tough Time, because you guys were around during COVID.
Yes, we launched...
Oh, actually, before we do that, what are we trying?
Oh, you're trying it Natterjack Blend number 1, which is our kind of our flagship product. Okay. It is triple distilled, finished for a year in virgin oak, so 3.5 years ex-bourbon, 1 year virgin oak. And it's 80 proof and is the smoothest, easiest drinking whiskey you're ever going to come across. As a friend of mine said, it's great drinking whiskey.
80 proof? Man.
We only have 5 minutes to go, girl. You can
You're totally fine.
Okay, so talk to us about COVID, where you probably could have used a lot of this because that's a tough time.
Exactly. So
it
COVID
smells pretty amazing.
Lockdown.
This smells like a lot of bourbon.
But that's
it
the
smells
original.
Kind of almost sweeter.
There's a little bit of sweetness on the nose. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, and it goes incredibly into Manhattan. So if you're drinking...
I was thinking whiskey sour, which my dad used to make a lot growing up.
Yeah, so 2020, right, things shut down. And I'll give you an example. our biggest client in Ireland was the airport. Flights are gone, right? So immediately your business in Ireland's gone, right? Business in the US, we had to pivot from the on-prem to the off-prem. That involved changing, you know, our packaging, that sort of thing. And so what happens is over the time period of the first few months of COVID, you're not having any revenue. Your fixed costs remain the same. We still had staff. And we... There's nothing coming in. And so we tried our best to stay afloat. And then obviously after a while, investors don't want to hear that COVID is the problem. Like, you know, a problem was like Superna Ricard or Diageo, their numbers were quite good during COVID because as far as I could see it, they owned every point on the shelf from a $10 bottle to an $80 bottle. We only had one SKU, which is what we're drinking right now, product.
And how much does this cost?
That is in New York, $38.
Okay. So how do you define that? Who is buying it? Do you find it at a bar? Do you find it at
At bars, yeah. So we priced it very much for the cocktail list in bars because that's where people will see it on the menu, and that's a really important part of the sales strategy.
I would say for an 80 proof
drink, that's a really nice...
It doesn't go down hard.
No.
It's very... It's not sweet, but it's kind of a softer kind
exactly.
of
and
taste.
The triple distillation of Irish whiskey does make it smooth, but then the virgin oak really rounds off those edges.
All right, I'm going to take the glasses back. You're going to tell us about the second bottle, and I'll pour it and...
So this
is
a... This is our cask strength, right? And the idea behind this was it was going to be true cask strength. No messing around, right? So it's what comes out of the barrel. It goes through a sieve, and it goes into the bottle. That's it. This is truly what's in the barrel. So I get a phone call in December, and it's from Jim Murray of the Whiskey Bible. And I didn't recognize the number, and I answered the phone, and he said, hi, it's Jim Murray. And I was like, yeah, of course it is. Why would Jim Murray be calling me?
Who is this?
Jim Murray has the Whiskey Bible. He's very famous in the industry, so for reviewing.
Okay.
And I was like, this is one of my mates. Like, there's no way Jim Murray's calling me. So he's like, no, it is Jim Murray. And I was like, someone get me Jim Murray's number.
Is this the Irish Whiskey of the Year for 2024?
2024, yeah.
Keep going.
It beat out all of our friends at
this
Middleton.
The one we're about to...
All right, so
beat
you...
30-year-old.
I feel like you're a little bit of a connoisseur.
Okay.
More than me.
You're going to laugh at me.
You like the other one?
No, but in college, when I didn't want to go out, I used to tell people I'm hanging out with my boyfriends, Jack and Jim.
Amazing.
Did you really?
I sure did. We're news people. We
all
like
right,
to write
talk
watch
more
CNN
about this.
And Bloomberg.
There's a definite difference, though.
Oh, huge, yeah. And the mouthfeel is different. There's loads of butterscotch on this.
Yeah, I smell the butterscotch.
Yeah, and we were just amazed. So eventually I worked out that it was Jim Murray on the phone. And he said, you've won Irish Whiskey of the Year. It's the best Irish whiskey I've tasted in years and years. What you've done is incredible. And
the
I was like,
is
this
cool.
is amazing. Yeah.
So more inclined for people to drink it as is versus... The other one.
So actually, that one I put over a big cube of ice. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Drink it over an hour, and it dilutes, it tells a story all of its own. So I think it's amazing.
It's really lovely.
This,
I am
this
not
one,
a whiskey
one.
Drinker,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
but this is really lovely. How do you distinguish yourself? As we talked about, like some of the giants, man, they have they can go with a bunch of different varieties. How do you kind of get yourself noticed
so,
in a market that has a lot of choices?
So you got to do something different, right? If we called it Whiskey Aidan Megan's Whiskey, the three of us wouldn't be sitting here today, right? I'd probably be back in a different job. So Natterjack stood out. The toad stands
Seriously,
out.
Seriously, as simple as the name.
But the whiskey has to be good. I'll tell you, back when we were seeing people at the start, loads of people told us, don't worry about what's in the bottle. It's only the brand. But that's actually not true because people really come. The first sale you'll get, second sale, it's got to be good.
You'll buy it because the bottle looks cool and then you'll take it home and say never again.
Exactly.
I'm going to ask the most Wall Street question ever. The investment banking reporter for years, of course, is going to ask you this. What are your bigger ambitions? Is the idea here to get rolled up by the likes of a Diageo one day?
Maybe one day, and our investors will want a return, right? But realistically, so we're in 14 global markets and 16 US markets now, right? From the back of being out of money at the end of 2022, it's been an amazing transformation. We have an incredible board and investors who support us. So honestly, my passion and drive for this is to create a global brand. And would I sell it in the morning?
Maybe not.
It just depends, right? Like you look at Tito's. They haven't sold.
Right.
Right. So it just depends on what happens at a certain time. But look, I was a trader. Everything has a price, right? That's the truth.
Well said.
If someone comes in with a big bid, you hit the bid. That's it, right? But it's been amazing, and the growth is going incredibly. And just before I walked in, we got national order from one of the big chains in the country. So St. Paddy's Day weekend is looking good already.
So that's a big deal.
Huge. Well, we've been working really hard on
Happy St. Paddy's Day. Is there more choices to come? Like, do you build this out?
Yeah. So I'll tell you, there's a...
Real quickly.
Very quickly. We've got something called Natterjack the Mistake, because I left 100 barrels in barrel for a year too long. I completely screwed up.
Oh my God.
It says it on the back, and the label's a mistake, and we're launching it in April. Who launches an Irish whiskey in April? It's a mistake. The whole thing's a mistake. We try and tell everything truthfully. Oh, all the time. You're done.
All right, we gotta go. Aidan, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
A real joy. Aidan Meegan, he's founder of Natterjack Irish Whiskey.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.